You're listening to Family Talk, the radio broadcasting division of the James Dobson Family Institute. I am that James Dobson, and I'm so pleased that you've joined us today.
Well, welcome to Family Talk. I'm Roger Marsh, and on today's program, our own Michelle Bachman is joined by a very special guest, Rabbi Jonathan Cahn, best-selling author of the book The Harbinger and multiple other New York Times bestsellers. His brand new book is very explosive. It's called The Avatar, The Return of the Ancients and the Future of America. And Rabbi Cahn makes some powerful connections between Old Testament history and what's happening on Capitol Hill right now. In fact, Rabbi Cahn has spoken often on Capitol Hill, at the United Nations, and to millions of people worldwide. He's been called the prophetic voice for this generation, revealing deep biblical mysteries that illuminate our current times. On today's edition of Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk, Rabbi Cahn will share startling connections between ancient biblical patterns and modern American events, including recent presidential elections. So let's join our host, Michelle Bachman, right now for her conversation with Rabbi Jonathan Cahn on today's edition of Family Talk.
Welcome to Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk, the broadcast ministry of the Dr. James Dobson Family Institute. I'm Michelle Bachman, a former member of the United States Congress, now Dean of the Robertson School of Government at Regent University. And it is my privilege to not only sit on the board of directors here at JDFI, but I'm also sitting in the co-host seat for today's important broadcast. And what a program we have lined up for you today. Our very dear friend, Rabbi Jonathan Cahn, is here with us for the next 2 days. He's the author of a brand new book that will not only blow your mind, it will change the way that we see the world. That's quite a statement. His new book is called The Avatar, The Return of the Ancients and the Future of America. Just came out, and we'll unpack exactly what is an avatar and how it's impacting life here in the United States at this very moment. Let me tell you a little bit about our beloved friend, Rabbi Jonathan Cahn. He's the author of the New York Times bestseller, The Harbinger. And since that book was released, all of his subsequent books have gone on to become New York Times bestsellers. Rabbi Cahn is also the president of Hope for the World Ministries, an international outreach centered on teaching, evangelism, and compassion projects for the world's most needy. He's the senior pastor. He's a messianic rabbi at Jerusalem Center Beth Israel in Wayne, New Jersey. Many of you have probably seen him in person. He's spoken around the world. And also his YouTube channel features prophetic videos that have been viewed over 100 million times. Most importantly, Rabbi Cahn is married to his lovely wife, Renata, and they're the parents of 3 incredible sons. So Jonathan Cahn, I want to welcome you back to Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk. It's great to have you here today.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Michelle. And it's a special blessing. We got, Michelle and I go back a while, and we've seen since The Harbinger.
Yes.
And I know, you know, I don't know what everybody knows, but you are such a on fire, zealous, passionate, true, all out follower of the Lord, woman of God. So it's a joy. And this is a first for us.
It is here on the Family Talk show. Yeah. And we're so thrilled to have you here. This book is a book that I think has the potential to change the United States of America, especially if believers read this book and understand what the main message is. I want to let people know where they can get your book. First of all, could you let the audience know?
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, The Avatar, available everywhere, wherever there are books, you know, from Walmart to Barnes & Noble. But also, if you go online right now and you just go for The Avatar, make sure it's not the movie, but The Avatar, you'll see it and you can order it and you'll get it. And I just pray people get it, not just for themselves, but for people in their lives.
Well, and I think it's important that we give the full title of your book. It's called The Avatar, The Return of the Ancients and the Future of America.
Yes.
So first things first, Jonathan, tell us what The Avatar is going to reveal to those who pick up your book and start reading.
Well, the Avatar is going to really pull away a veil behind everything that we're watching in politics, in the government, in our culture. There's a whole spiritual realm. The Bible says that. And we war not against flesh and blood. And so there is behind really everything. I mean, whether the last elections that happened, there's a whole mystery behind it. Even the attempt on Donald Trump's life, there's a thing to that. There's, you know, I wrote a book called The Return of the Gods. And how what was in the ancient times we're dealing with right now. But the Avatar is going to take it to a whole nother level, where it's not just the spirits or principalities or gods that are called, but actually it involves even people, it involves exact events. And if we could take away the veil, that could we know where we are right now and where we're going and why this moment is so important.
Well, and that's what I love about the work that God has called you to do. You take the scriptures that you know so well as a messianic rabbi, you apply that to the events that are happening in our world, and you see something that many of us don't see. You put it all together. And in the Avatar, you share something that you've never before written about, and that's your encounters with, quote, the gods. And so tell us what happened. First, I would just like to turn us toward scripture in Isaiah 45. It says, there is no other God but me, a righteous God and Savior. There's none but me. Let all the world look to me for salvation, for I am God. There is none other. So you make that clear in your book that God is God. There is no other God.
Yes.
But talk about your encounters with, quote, the gods. Tell the audience what happened when you sounded a biblical trumpet in India.
Yeah, there is clearly one God, and that's the whole point. But there are false gods the Bible speaks about, and in the nations. And the Bible actually says that behind these gods, when people were worshiping the gods, in the Hebrew it says they were worshiping the Shedim. And Shedim literally means spirits. And so it's saying behind the gods are actually, there are spirits. And that word was translated into Greek in the New Testament as daimonia, which is the word we get demon from. So we're dealing with these real things. So I was asked to go to India. Now, India is a land of 30 million gods. And so you know there's going to be spiritual things going on. And I'm standing, Michelle, I'm standing in front of 70,000 Indians at night in an open air thing. And I'm going to share the gospel. And I said, let me just sound the trumpet. Let me sound the biblical shofar, you know, and which is a sign of God's power. It's about God. And so I sound it. And then we don't know what happens. It was like, if you can imagine being at an exorcism, except multiplied by thousands of times. It was like a mass exorcism. It was like spirits fleeing. And the thing is that, you know, the Bible says that when you're at war, it says sound the trumpet and the enemy basically is going to go.
Yes.
And the thing is that became in the Jewish world that the shofar you sound at, the enemy flees. But the people in India are not reading these things. You know, they just reacted. And it was showing me how real the spiritual realm is. And it's behind the gods, there's something very real. God is more powerful. And it didn't stop there. In every land I went, I saw something of this manifesting.
And that's phenomenal to think that you saw the Spirit of God cause the demonic realm to flee. And that's what you were doing when you sounded that shofar. So what happened then? So that happened in India. That was 70,000 people that God brought you there. You shared the gospel with them, but it wasn't just India. Then you went to a mountaintop in Cuba, your book writes about, and then that involved you and a goddess. So talk about that.
Yeah. And by the way, and those 70,000 people gave their lives to the Lord. So that's the best thing.
That's like Nineveh. That's so exciting.
and so I'm asked, Fidel Castro opened the island of Cuba for 1 month to allow the gospel for 1 month to show the world there's freedom where there really wasn't. But I was asked by the believers to go there and open up this 1 month with the sounding of the shofar. And so I do, and I'm ministering across communist Cuba. But I'm in this city and there's a mountain in that city. And on the top of the mountain, they're worshiping these gods and they're the idols and their sacrifices. And it's called Santeria and all this stuff. And I said, okay, we got to go up that mountain. So I go up the mountain. There's a guy standing in front of this house of the gods, and he comes over to me and he says, I've been waiting for you. And I don't know the guy. And he, in his hand, he's holding a plate, a ceramic plate, and on the plate is an image painted of me, but sounding the shofar. And he says, no, I'm a believer. God told me to paint this picture and put it up in the house of the God. So he did. He said, and that night, the leather strap broke apart. The plate came down, struck the head of the idol. The next morning, the worshipers of those idols, they open up the house and they find their chief god of Cuba on the floor with her crown removed. Now it sounds like, people hear about the Bible and you say, Dagon, they'll say, well, that's just a tale. No. Yeah. God is real. And the thing is that the word spread down the mountain and the people in the city came to the churches bringing their idols, saying, smash our idols. We heard what happened on the mountaintop and revival broke forth. So again, this the power of God. Any nation, any civilization, any culture that has known God, but empties itself of God, empties itself of the gospel, the house isn't going to stay empty. Well, other things are coming in. What was cast out of it is coming back into it. And so what we've been witnessing for like the last half century since we said, okay, we'll take God out, it'll be secular. No, what's happened is what was cast out has come back in. And I began writing about this in The Return of the Gods, that the very same, gods or spirits that were back then are here. One was the goddess of sexual immorality, mm-hmm. And of gender confusion. You know, of whose symbol was the rainbow and whose main month was June. Mm-hmm. We're witnessing this whole thing. So it's a warning to us that you cannot take God out. If you do, the house isn't going to stay empty.
Well, and that's what was so sobering. I know that Regent University, we're focusing on the 250th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence, because now it's time for this generation to hand the baton to the younger generation so they can transfer the gospel. And I thought what you did so brilliantly in this book is you showed that there was a beginning of paganism. The gospel came into the United States, cleansed this nation, and brought about some of the greatest prosperity that the world has ever seen. But then you went through and you cataloged from the 1960s forward how America has intentionally rejected God and what that did to bring in these false gods that you just described into the United States and what we need to do about that. You then went on to talk about how this mystery that you talk about in your book, The Avatar, and again, the name of the book is The Avatar, The Return of the Ancients and the Future of America. You can purchase it on Amazon and in any bookstore. You wrote about how this mystery manifested itself at the last Olympics.
Yeah, and I don't know if you saw it, Michelle, but it was like this blasphemous thing. The Olympics opened up with a representation of the Last Supper, except it was blasphemy. I mean, it was drag queens and all this stuff. The Last Supper is the sacred, the body of the Lord, the bread and the wine. But instead of that, they have a plate that looks like food. They uncover it, and in there is a pagan god called Dionysus. And so what they did is, I mean, think about it, they replaced Jesus with a pagan god.
Yeah.
And that's really what's been happening in our culture.
Well, you opened an ancient template for us in your book that reveals what is now happening to America. So give us a taste of this with the apostasy and the house of Ahab and Jehu, and give us a taste of what you were writing about.
Yeah, this is not only involving the spirits, but kings. Like in ancient Israel, when they turned away from God, they turned to these gods. It affected, there were kings and queens who led the nation away. And the amazing thing is there's a temple in the Bible when Israel was turning away from God, where it holds the key of really virtually every major American, the foremost leader. There is an ancient prototype, king or queen, that actually is what they're following. They don't even realize it. And this mystery is, I mean, it's so precise, Michelle, that it actually gives the exact time that each person will have on the national stage. This involves Ahab, Jezebel, Joram, and presidents like Clinton and Hillary Clinton and Obama, and then it's going to lead to where we are now. And I don't know that we'll have time to go through it, but it's amazing because it's exact and there's exact events.
Well, that's why people need to read the book because, as you were showing, it was actually like to the date that they were born and the date of the number of years that they were in office.
Yes.
It's exactly identical to characters in the Bible, from Ahab to Jezebel and Jehu, who was the king in the northern kingdom. It is really amazing how you pulled this together. We can be grateful for the work that you've done. So tell us one example. What does the template of the king and queen have to do with Donald Trump?
Okay. What the big picture is that in the ancient template, the nation under the house of Ahab and his sons are going away from God. They're going to be sealed for apostasy. I mean, if it keeps going the way it is, that's it. But God intervenes and he raises up a man called Jehu. Now, America has been heading in this direction. I mean, up to recently, where this anti-biblical agenda, the wokeism, whatever you want to call it, it has been taking over virtually every major institution of culture, whether it's Hollywood, whether it's the government, whether it's the corporate world, whether it's the Department of Justice. And we're watching that happen. But then God has a surprise. Jehu is the mystery and prototype of the man we know as Donald Trump. Jehu was wild. He was unpredictable. He was a fighter, wasn't a politician. And so was Donald Trump. Jehu makes an alliance with the religious conservatives of Israel. Donald Trump makes an alliance with the religious conservatives of America. And then a woman rises up, which was Kamala Harris, with an anti-biblical agenda. Now, it's not about the people. We pray for the people, but it's an anti-biblical agenda. So he prevailed again. So in 2020, though, it wasn't the template of Jehu. He didn't prevail. So it's amazing that this mystery is even telling us the outcomes of the elections of the United States of America.
It tracked so closely from what we saw in the Bible to what we were even seeing here in the United States. Yes. And so this ancient mystery you wrote, it was determining the outcome of the last three American presidential elections.
Yes, yeah, that's where it did right there. That when it matched up with a template of Jehu in 2016, he prevails. When it didn't in 2020, he didn't. When it did in 2024, he did again. And so this is all, everything is following this template. I mean, it's quite amazing, but God's in charge of everything.
Yeah, he's in charge of everything. That's right. And we are not saying Donald Trump is a savior. We're not glorifying any man here.
That is right.
But what you saw in your study of the Bible is you saw patterns that were very similar to what's happening here in the United States. You even wrote, there's a mystery of Joe Biden.
Yeah. In the same template, there's a king called Jehoram. And Jehoram knew about the ways of God, but he turned against them. And, Joe Biden, at one point, he was not for Roe versus Wade and all that, and he turns against everything radically.
He was pro-life, and then he turned away from protecting life.
Yeah, and that's what Jehoram basically did. And Jehoram also, he suffers a disastrous military withdrawal. It's a disaster from Edom. Well, Joe Biden, it was a disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan, which really just put a taint on his whole presidency. Under Jehoram's reign, there's a problem of foreigners crossing the borders into the land. So with the American Jehoram. And also, during Jehoram's reign, Israel is invaded, and it's invaded by the Bible says, the Arabians and the Philistines. Well, Arabian means Arab, and Philistine, the word today for Palestinian in Arabic, means literally the Philistines. And the Philistines invaded from the Gaza Strip in the time of Jehoram. And they took hostages back to Gaza in the time of Jehoram. And there's so much to this, we're just giving a taste, but when at the end of Jehoram's reign, or what happened in the last part of his reign, is he starts getting physically impaired. Well, does that sound familiar?
That sounds like a headline we would read today.
Yes.
Well, you mentioned also that the Avatar is revealing a mystery of Athaliah.
Yes.
And could you talk a little bit about that? You referred a little bit to it, but could you talk about that? And this is also a character from the Bible.
Yeah. And it's not about people. We got to pray for all people. Yes. They don't know what they're doing.
Yes.
But the thing is, Jezebel had a daughter. Okay. And the daughter's name was Athaliah. A lot of people don't know about her. So Athaliah followed in the footsteps of Jezebel. Well, we already mentioned, and it's not about the people, but Hillary Clinton, by the way, she championed abortion. And Jezebel was for basically the killing of children because it was Baal worship, child sacrifice. Well, so also Athaliah did. And so you have now someone following in the footsteps of Clinton, and this is going to be the mystery behind Kamala Harris in the flesh and blood. And that is this Queen Athaliah, who is married to Jehoram. So she's in a political marriage to Jehoram, the weak king, who we just said is links up with Joe Biden. So you have Athaliah there. And then one of the things is that Athaliah seeks to come to the throne herself, and it does so by killing the royal heirs, even her grandchildren. And so it's the blood of children. And the thing is, with Kamala Harris, we don't know her motives, but her agenda was above all, it was abortion, was actually what she made her main thing, which is the blood of children. And the thing is that even at the Democratic convention, when she was nominated, outside, they're actually performing abortions.
And we had never seen anything like that with any political party.
No.
Because for those of our listeners in the audience who didn't know, at the Democrat convention for the 2024 presidential race, the woman that we're talking about, which was the current vice president of the United States, and she, her number one point of her whole platform was the taking of innocent life, abortion.
Yes.
And they actually had a trailer out in front of the Democrat convention where abortions were being celebrated for happening in real time in a trailer in front of the convention center in Chicago. It was almost unthinkable that something like this would happen. And that's what's so interesting. When you point this out about Kamala Harris and her name has so many meanings, we haven't had time to get into that yet, but to think of how profound this is, that in the United States of America, that began on a biblical Judeo-Christian foundation of obedience and lifting up the word of God, that here in 2024, we would actually have abortions performed and celebrated in real time, actually in front of a Democrat convention in a major metropolitan city in the heart of the United States of America. There should be outrage over something like this.
Yes.
So
yes.
I think it's incredible how you look at these almost tiny details, and yet it matches exactly with what the Bible talks about, the template in Scripture.
Yeah. And I'll say one more thing within there. Again, there's so much, and it is so crazy or shocking. But the thing is that Italia, ends, her end comes. She's actually was the number two in the land, like a vice president. And then she tries to be number one. This is Italia, and this is Kamala. And the thing is that her end comes when she's in the temple. She's overthrown when she's in the temple. I won't go into detail. But the thing is interesting because it was also foreshadowed on the very first day of her campaign as the nominee with Tim Walz. She is at an event in Pennsylvania, and the event is at a place called Temple. So really foreshadowing that she was not going to win. And this is going to lead to where we are now with Donald Trump, what's happening now. And then a mystery that's even deeper, the gigantic, which it goes into the avatar, which is linked, which I'm sure we'll be able to get into the next program.
Well, Rabbi Jonathan Cahn, we've only opened up just a few of the mysteries revealed in the avatar. I'm sure that you've piqued the interest of our audience. There's so much more. Again, Rabbi Jonathan Cahn's book is called The Avatar, The Return of the Ancients and the Future of America. He's a New York Times bestseller, and he is pulling together what the templates from the scripture and what we've actually seen play out here in our own nation as well as in nations across the world. So there's so much more. And again, would you remind our audience how they can get a copy for themselves and for those people who are in their lives?
Yeah, the avatar is going to be everywhere, literally Barnes & Noble, Walmart, all that. But if you go online right now to Amazon or any place you get books, you should see it. Just make sure it says The Avatar. It's not the movie. The Avatar, The Return of the Angels, The Future of America. And I pray get it not just for yourself, get it for people in your life who need to know or need to wake up.
Thank you so much for being with us today. Our audience has learned so much, and I know they can't wait to hear the show tomorrow. So thank you again, Rabbi Cahn.
Thank you, Michelle.
You're listening to Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk, in a conversation featuring Michelle Bachman, a member of our JDFI board, and Rabbi Jonathan Cahn, that pulls back the curtain on the spiritual forces shaping our nation. Rabbi Cahn is opening our eyes to see how ancient biblical templates are unfolding right before us in American politics. Now, if you missed any part of today's broadcast, or if you'd like to share it with a friend, go to drjamesdobson.org/Family Talk. That's also where you will find a link for Rabbi Cahn's brand new book. It's called The Avatar, The Return of the Ancients and the Future of America. It was just released on Labor Day weekend. Again, go to drjamesdobson.org/Family Talk for information on this program and also Rabbi Cahn's new book. Now, as we bring today's broadcast to a close, I want to share with you how important it is that we continue the mission that Dr. James Dobson lived for nearly 50 years in broadcast media ministry. He devoted his life to defending biblical truth, protecting the sanctity of life, and strengthening families, and that mission is more important now than ever before. we've created a brand new email series that carries on Dr. Dobson's legacy. It's simply called Raising Kids with Love and Limits. It delivers proven principles from Dr. Dobson's complete marriage and family reference guide directly to your inbox. These insights offer the biblical guidance to navigating discipline challenges, building character in your children, and strengthening family bonds. Now you can sign up today for free and start receiving our latest email series. Again, it's called Raising Kids with Love and Limits. Simply go to drjamesdobson.org to get the process going. That's drjamesdobson.org. And as we continue expanding upon the dynamic legacy of Dr. James Dobson and his media ministry through radio broadcasts, educational resources, and policy advocacy, our ministry remains a beacon of hope in turbulent times, and your prayers and financial support ensures that Dr. Dobson's legacy of wisdom continues to transform lives. You can make a secure donation at that same website, drjamesdobson.org, and help us carry this mission forward. That's drjamesdobson.org. You can also give a gift over the phone when you call our constituent care team at 877-732-6825. That's 877-732-6825. Well, I'm Roger Marsh, and on behalf of all of us here at the James Dobson Family Institute, thanks so much for listening today. Be sure to join us again next time as Michelle Bachman continues her fascinating conversation with Rabbi Jonathan Kahn, talking about his brand new book called The Avatar, The Return of the Ancients and the Future of America. That's coming your way right here on the next edition of Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk, the voice you can still trust for the family you love. This has been a presentation of the Dr. James Dobson Family Institute.